Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
First at 4:30, breaking news overnight, five people shot at Morgan State University. What authorities in Baltimore are releasing about the tragedy that left another college campus frightened and paralyzed?
It's going to be another warm day today. High temperatures back in the 80s, but this cold front is going to change things this weekend. I'll show you the dramatic temperature drop coming up.
And this morning, you will notice more students and families walking to school today with the annual walk, bike, and stroll to school. I'll explain the big push to provide safer routes for students.
And today will be a very nice day to walk, bike, or stroll to school before that dramatic temperature drop that Amy was talking about. We'll enjoy another nice day. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, good to have you along here as we reach our Wednesday. Be careful out there, folks. There'll be more kids and folks walking around near the streets in those crosswalks and all that, so be careful. And right now, like you said, Renee, Amy Wilmoth and WRAL Severe Weather Center, beautiful day to get started here for a nice walk.
Gorgeous weather. The temperatures will be very comfortable for those walks this morning or bike rides this morning. This is a live look at downtown Raleigh. The weather remains quiet. We've had a very quiet weather pattern for several days in a row. That's going to continue today. Here's a look at temperatures right now. Not bad. 54 degrees in Roxborough. It's 60 in Raleigh and Durham, 62 in Fayetteville. I did notice this morning it felt just a little bit more muggy this morning compared to the last few mornings, but overall still very comfortable for those walks and rides to school. Here's a look at Futurecast. It's another gorgeous day with partly cloudy skies. We had a few clouds yesterday. We'll see that again today, but overall mostly sunny skies and temperatures will be warming up. So temperatures this morning in the 50s and 60s through about 10 o'clock will be in the 60s. Then we'll climb into the low 70s. It will be warm again this afternoon with sunshine. Our high temperature gets up to 81. So it's another warm day today. Same thing tomorrow. A few more clouds around tomorrow with a high of 81. And then notice the raindrops now on Friday's forecast. A few showers possible, highs in the upper 70s. I'll walk you through the timeline with the rain with Futurecast coming up.
Amy, thank you. Breaking news, an early morning crash sent a construction worker to the hospital. This happened around 2:45 a.m. on I-540 westbound near Leesville Road. The Durham Highway Fire Department says a car crashed into construction equipment. The worker operating the equipment was hurt. We're working to learn the extent of that person's injuries. The driver stayed on scene.
We have breaking news. We're following this morning the search for a suspect or suspects in a shooting on the campus of Morgan State University in Baltimore is growing this morning. A news conference just before 2 o'clock this morning, police said they were unable to locate that person, a suspect, after five people were shot last night. Of the five people who were shot, four were students. All are between the ages of 18 and 22. They all are expected to recover. Students were leaving a homecoming coronation ceremony on campus when those shots were fired. There are no classes at the school today. Counselors are being made available to students who may need help coping with that trauma.
The call for shots fired went out around 9:25 last night. Officials say the first campus alert went out at 9:30. Several more were issued throughout the night. At 11:45, campus police determined this was no longer an active shooter situation. And at 12:30 this morning, the shelter in place on Morgan State's campus was lifted after police say they thoroughly searched the dorm they thought the shooter had entered, but did not find anyone. The university's president says he knows students and the families are in shock after the violence.
It is indeed a very, very unfortunate situation that would have us standing here tonight talking about students being injured. And their parents actually suffering.
Police say the shootings happened outside, but shattered windows in a dorm made them believe someone may have been shooting from inside. They have not said if they have a suspect in mind or if they know why the shooting happened.
Breaking news also this morning in Raleigh. Police say a deer is to blame for a multi-vehicle crash. The WRAL breaking news tracker was on the scene last night. Officers say it happened just after 11 o'clock on I-540 near Glenwood Avenue. The lanes have since reopened and thankfully no injuries were reported.
Happening this morning, you may see fewer cars on the roads and more students, their families, and staff walking to class in the area. And that's because it is the start of Walk, Bike, and Roll to School. WRO's Laura Levine joins us live with a look at the importance of this annual event. Laura, good morning.
Hey, Renee, good morning. Yes, all the way from Durham to here in Raleigh, across the triangle, you will notice students with a little more pep in their step today. With A.B. Combs Elementary School, they're planning to start their route right here at Western Boulevard Presbyterian Church, and then they're going to take off on Lorimer Road here behind me for Walk and Stroll to School today. Now, for many students, school begins while traveling to school long before that first bell rings for class. A.B. Combs is just one of dozens of schools participating in this year's event, which highlights the importance of safe routes to school. Walk and Stroll is an effort to commit to safe, efficient, and sustainable school travel and promotes physical activity. This comes a day after the school system has approved a new school policy on walking to school here in Wake County. The new walking policy allows unsupervised walking for children in second grade and above. And given the district's ongoing bus driver shortage, it may also alleviate the crunch the district faces in having enough operational buses to meet the needs of all students. Now, A.B. Combs Elementary School, they're going to get started here at 7:30 this morning. But like I said, many schools are participating. So be mindful when traveling, when you see folks out walking and heading to school. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
The dust is settling this morning after a chaotic day at the U.S. Capitol, where you're looking live. Kevin McCarthy is out as Speaker of the House after a historic vote, and now the chamber is looking for new leadership. North Carolina Congressman Patrick McHenry is serving as the acting House Speaker in the immediate aftermath of McCarthy's removal. He is one of several potential candidates for an upcoming vote for the next Speaker, which House Republicans say could be up to a week away.
Duke University is remembering a graduate student killed in a Durham shooting. The school says graduate student Angela Reese died in a shooting Monday morning on Worth Street. She was a second-year student in the dance program. An associate professor in the program says an informal gathering to remember Reese will be happening tonight at 7 o'clock at the Arc Building.
The woman facing charges after a student brought a gun to a Raleigh elementary school will be back in court this morning. Princess Pittman is facing a felony charge for helping a child to bring a gun to school. This is video from her first court appearance last month, a day after the gun was found at Lead Mine Elementary School. School administrators say the student brought the gun to school on September 12th to show it to classmates and not to cause harm. Investigators do not say what connection Pittman has to the student.
The State Board of Education will meet this morning to talk about a new policy regarding the so-called Parents' Bill of Rights. They'll talk about the procedure for how a parent would set up a hearing if they believe their school has violated the new law, such as if a parent has been notified, not been notified, if their child decides to change the pronoun they use. There will also be a presentation on the new Charter School Review Board. We'll also learn the results of some academic intervention efforts.
Families in Wake County are sounding off about a plan that would potentially uproot hundreds of children by sending them to new schools next year. Parents from the Kitts Creek and Providence Place neighborhoods in Mooresville are fighting to keep their children at their current schools. Officials say reassignment is necessary because schools are overcrowded. The board member representing the area says there's a fine balance between following state law and responding to legitimate parent concerns.
We have to comply with law. We have to look at the enrollment numbers and bring those enrollment numbers down. But we also need to be really aware of the impact that's going to have on all of our families in these areas and see what solutions we can find.
21 schools in the county are being considered for reassignment. Wake School Board members will get a review of another draft of the reassignment plan before taking a final vote next month.
Today, you can sit down and have coffee with your local police officers. Raleigh, Durham, and other police departments are partnering with local businesses today for National Coffee with a Cop Day. They say it's a chance to get to know the officers who serve your community and ask them anything that might be on your mind in an informal setting. You can find a list of locations on your local department's website or Facebook page.
Need to get over the hump today? Well, no doubt $1 billion could help. Remember, the Powerball jackpot drawing is tonight. $1.2 billion up for grabs if you can match all the numbers. This is the largest Powerball jackpot of the year and the third largest Powerball ever. The drawing is tonight right here on WRL.
4:40 right now on your Wednesday morning. A scary situation at a Jewish community campus in Durham as the congregation heard of a bomb threat. A community response and how one leader says they're not letting anti-Semitism triumph.
Plus, a new tool to help stop the spread of COVID as autumn ramps up. The new Novavax vaccine and how it's different than others before it.
And we'll give you this live look in Clinton right now at 4:40 this morning. Good morning to you. It is cool and comfortable out there. Amy Wilmoth will be back to tell us when that cold front moves in.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
Welcome back. I'm meteorologist Amy Wilmoth in for Elizabeth this morning. The tower lit up in blue. Clear skies expected throughout the day today. A few clouds around, but certainly not cloudy. We do have a little bit of fog, though. That's up in the northeastern part of the viewing area. That's what that icon right there means. A little bit of patchy fog in Rocky Mount. 59 degrees there. 62 with clear skies in Fayetteville. 60 in Clinton. 52 in Roxborough with clear skies as well. A look at the walk to school forecast. This is National Walk to School. A lot of kids will be walking. Be careful driving past schools. This morning, temperatures will be in the, actually, these are wrong. Ignore these temperatures. Temperatures will be in the 50s and 60s. Not sure what's going on with that graphic, but it is going to be warm today. Our high temperature up to 81. Another warm day tomorrow as well.
Happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, a terrible story out of Venice, Italy this morning. At least 21 people are dead after their Venice tour bus plunged from a bridge last night. They say three children, including a baby, were among the dead. 15 people are hurt, five seriously, many of them young. This is video of the bus. The bus was carrying 39 people. It crashed last night. They say that it was carrying mainly tourists that were returning to a campsite. Officials say the bus broke through a barrier and plunged almost 50 feet near railway tracks. Firefighters are still on the scene there, cleaning up the wreckage, but so far at least 21 people dead.
Investigators are still looking into a bomb threat at a Jewish synagogue campus in Durham. Authorities say the congregation received an email that there were multiple bombs placed throughout the complex. Campus includes a community center, synagogue, and a school. Everyone was evacuated. Police and deputies swept the building for hours. The senior rabbi says he feels comforted by the response of people in that community.
And certainly was unnerving when we were dealing with everything. But seeing everybody do their jobs to keep us safe and keep each other safe and care for our children, our students, the teachers who are on campus did an extraordinary job.
The CEO of the Jewish for Good Community Center also released a statement about this threat today, saying threats against Jewish organizations are happening at an alarming rate, but they will still be here tomorrow to open the doors of the community center and school and will not let anti-Semitism triumph.
A newly filed lawsuit aims to make more people eligible to vote in North Carolina. State law says you have to live here for at least a month before you can vote. A lawsuit filed by the Alliance for Retired Americans says that's unconstitutional and people should be able to vote as soon as they move here. They say since North Carolina is so popular with retirees, they're particularly worried about older people being blocked from voting. Read the details of the argument in the NC Capitol section of WRL.com.
Another updated COVID-19 vaccine is getting approval from the FDA. The agency has signed off on Novavax's vaccine. It's designed to stop the spread of new COVID strains. The shots are for people 12 and older. Novavax is responsible for very few COVID-19 vaccinations in the U.S., but a CDC advisory says it is important to offer it as an alternative to mRNA-based shots.
Meanwhile, the CDC says it's no longer distributing COVID vaccination cards. They were a staple of the pandemic. The federal government no longer requires people to show their white vaccine cards when coming in from outside the country. Also, major pharmacy chains say you don't need your old card to get the newly updated vaccine. You can get a digital or paper copy of your records from the State Department's Immunization Information System.
Tickets to one of Raleigh's most popular holiday attractions go on sale in just a few hours. We're talking about the Holiday Express, and ticket sales get started 9 o'clock this morning. And they often, as you know, if you've been in this, they go quickly. You can get them from the City of Raleigh's website. This year's Holiday Express will get started November 29th.
You'll also want to get your tickets for Woolies Winter Wonderland at the DBAP. You can shop, get your picture with Santa, or take a ride on the holiday train. It happens November 22nd through New Year's Eve. Buy your tickets now at DurhamBulls.com.
4:48 is the time right now. Amy Wilmoth over in the WRM Severe Weather Center. That cool down is coming. Not going to get like holiday cool just yet, but still nice fall cool.
Low 40s.
Yeah.
44 Monday morning. That's definitely jacket weather. This is a live look at Rocky Mount Mills. It's hard to tell, but there's a little bit of fog here in Rocky Mount. It's the only spot that I've seen any fog, but we do have reduced visibility. Visibility down to a quarter of a mile in Rocky Mount. So we'll continue to monitor the visibility out there this morning. Again, right now, we're just seeing a little bit of fog up in our northeastern communities. Temperatures are pretty comfortable again this morning. We're in the 50s and 60s, 52 in Roxborough, 60 in Durham. It's 59 degrees right now in Rocky Mount, 57 degrees in Goldsboro. Down to the south, 50s and 60s as well. It's 57 in Rayford, 62 in Fayetteville. It's 57 in Goldsboro and 60 in Clinton. So off to a nice start today. Outdoor exercise this morning, it's fine. I know a lot of kids are going to be walking to school for National Walk to School Day. Those temperatures will be in the 50s and 60s this morning. It's warm this afternoon when the kids come home. Sunshine with temperatures in the low 80s again today. 81 for the high temperature this afternoon. The cooler temperatures will arrive over the weekend, and it's coming with this cold front. Notice there are some showers. There's some storms ahead of the front. We do expect a little bit of rain as the front arrives Friday into Saturday. We bumped up our rain chances just a little bit Friday, about a 30% chance for a few showers on Friday. Not a whole lot of rain expected, but slightly better chance for some showers as that front rolls in. The bigger story is going to be the cooler temperatures that are going to dive down from Canada. This is Thursday afternoon. We're still very warm tomorrow. We're back in the low 80s tomorrow, but then watch how this dips down into North Carolina, these shades of blue. This is noon on Saturday, so temperatures will start to drop throughout the afternoon and evening on Saturday, and then Sunday morning it's going to be chilly. Temperatures will be in the upper 40s, and it's going to get even cooler by Monday morning. So we're going from low 80s today and Thursday down to 44 Monday morning. Certainly a big temperature drop on the way. Mild for the next few mornings, but down to 49 Sunday, 44 on Monday. We'll likely have lows in the 40s on Tuesday morning as well. If you like the warm temperatures, just appreciate the next couple of days. Mostly sunny today, partly cloudy tomorrow with highs in the low 80s. Some raindrops showing up on the 7-day because we bumped up that rain chance to a 30% chance Friday. We're going to talk more about the timeline for that in the next half hour. 78 for the high, but gorgeous this weekend. Definitely mild on Sunday with highs only in the mid-60s.
Amy, thanks. You drop your car off at valet expecting it to be parked. Instead, the driver takes it on a joyride. Mm. Up next, how the car's owner found out about this unwanted excursion.
Was this Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Look at that ride, though.
I know, pretty sweet. Plus, why Netflix prices could be going up again. It is 4:54 right now. Good morning to Goldsboro as you wake up this morning. It's going to be another nice day. Pretty much a carbon copy of yesterday. Going to reach the low 80s. Right now, though, high 50s. Quick reminder for you today. Your smartphones and devices will be going off with an alert as part of a government test. FEMA and the FCC will issue that test at 2:20 this afternoon. Cell towers all across the nation will broadcast the test for approximately 30 minutes. You should also receive a test saying that it is only a test. If widespread severe weather or some other significant event postpones today's test, then you can the backup testing date will be October 11th.
The price you're paying for Netflix could soon go up again. An anonymous source told the Wall Street Journal fees will likely go up again after the SAG-AFTRA strike ends. It's unclear when or how much more it would cost. Netflix says it's already making more now than that now that it's cracked down on password sharing and eliminated its basic plan. Customers can now stream with ads or pay up to $20 a month. And there's that extra fee now for a non-household member to join the account.
A Corvette owner in Alabama says he is furious after discovering a valet took his car for a joyride instead of just parking it. The man left his car at an airport valet before leaving for a trip. When he returned, he noticed the car had been driven about 4 miles. His car records video of its travels, so he took a look, and this is what he saw. And he said, that is the valet giggling as he took the car out onto the highway. The car owner called the valet company at the airport, and the response he got weeks later said the company would take no action against the valet because no damage was done to the car. Which is pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, if what kind you of kinda, policy is that?
It's a terrible policy, for one. I don't care what kind of car it is. You put it in the parking spot and don't go joyriding with it. And it's not, you know, that nothing happened. It's what if something happened and just
shouldn't
be.
Well, it's the fact that someone, drove your car and not just to park it, but, you know, went a little longer than planned.
Went a little easier on it than they did in Ferris Bueller, right?
For sure.
Coming up next at 5, new information about the shooting at Morgan State University left 5 people hurt. What we have learned early this morning about those victims and the growing search for the shooter.
Plus, what's expected to be the largest healthcare worker strike in U.S. history is expected to begin this morning. The changes workers want and where they're expected to hit the picket line.
And students and their families are gathering to walk to school together this morning. The importance schools are putting on physical activity and safer routes to school.